Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Meredith Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gall. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Again, this weather, as we talked about, it's just a bit whiplashy. So, you know, we're living through it. But that being said, you got some Medicare classes coming up, some important information everybody's got to know about. So I'll let you get right into it.
Yeah, you know, probably one of the biggest misconceptions about Medicare is I'm turning 65 and I have to sign up for Medicare or I'm going to get penalized. So whenever I have someone approach me, I always like to say it's the I'm turning 65, now what do I do? And my answer in that situation is always, well, that depends. We do not automatically need to sign up for Medicare when we turn 65. I walk folks through kind of a series of questions to see if you can delay your Medicare or if it's better for you to go ahead and be prepared to roll into Medicare at 65. So some of the questions I ask, the number one question is, do you plan to keep on working? And if you're going to work past the age of 65, and you're still covered under an employer's insurance plan or your spouse's employer plan, you can remain on that plan. You do not have to leave that plan and go to Medicare unless you are working for a company that has fewer than 20 employees. So in that instance, Medicare would be your primary insurance so that you would need to go ahead and sign up for Medicare. But the bulk of individuals on employer plans are working for companies larger than that. So don't automatically assume, especially if you're working after 65, that you need to sign up for Medicare. So it's important to know dates and times and when that coverage ends. When you get ready to leave that employer plan, you will automatically qualify for what's called a special enrollment window. And it's in that time you want to make sure you have all of your ducks in a row and you want your Medicare to start as soon as you're leaving the employer plan. And that special enrollment window, that is, I call it your get-out-of-jail-free card. So as long as you've had continuous coverage on your employer plan and no breaks from 65 until the point that you retire, you will not have a penalty because you've had that employer coverage. The biggest thing with that is to make sure that coverage is what's considered credible coverage, which means it's equal to or greater than Medicare. So if you're turning 65 and you're planning on working past the age of 65, talk with your benefits department, verify that your coverage is credible coverage, and then that you're not required to take Medicare because of the size of the company you work for, and then just make sure you have no gaps in your health coverage, and when you get ready to retire, we can get you signed up with Medicare. So another question I ask is how much you're currently paying for your health care. There are some instances, especially with the cost of health care on employer plans, if you're on a spouse's plan, for example, sometimes it's better financially for the budget of the household to do a price comparison. How much are you paying with the employer plan, especially if you're a spouse, because companies usually will pay more towards the employee's health care versus the employee's spouse. So what are you paying out of pocket for your premiums there, and what are you paying for deductibles there, and how frequently are you going to the doctor? And then compare that to what your Medicare scenario might be. And I've worked with a lot of folks over time who have done that comparison, and some of them find that they can save a substantial amount of money if that spouse goes ahead and moves to Medicare. I also ask folks if they're currently enrolled in a marketplace plan. So through healthcare.gov, commonly known as Obamacare, once you turn 65, Medicare becomes your primary health insurance, and you'll receive a notice from your healthcare marketplace plan that will tell you your birthday is approaching and how to sign up for Medicare and end your marketplace plan. And then the one of the final questions I ask, since many times retirement is equated with age 65, is whether or not someone is eligible for employer benefits or union retiree health care benefits. And if you're eligible for these benefits, here again, I encourage folks to speak directly with the plan administrator to learn how Medicare works with the retiree plan and how to proceed with your enrollment. But if you're planning on continuing on working past age 65, again, as your retirement date approaches, you want to research what Medicare options are available to you and when you should get your enrollment done so that you don't have any late enrollment penalties. So we really encourage folks, as you're getting closer to making your Medicare decisions, come to one of my New to Medicare classes. I have several classes throughout the year, and I have several in different locations this spring. March 6th, I will have two classes at the Lewisburg Library, one at 2 o'clock and one at 6 o'clock. March 18th, I will also have a 2 o'clock and a 6 o'clock at our K-State Extension office in Mound City. April 3rd, I will have a 6 o'clock class at the Lacine Library. And April 23rd, I will have a 2 o'clock class and a 6 o'clock class at our Extension office in Paola. So feel free to check out our website at meritazine.kstate.edu, or just give us a call at 913-294-4306 and ask when our next New to Medicare class is and how you can get signed up. Planning ahead is key to make your transition to Medicare as smooth and cost-effective as possible.
Very, very important stuff. Got to make sure everybody gets on that. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extended District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Lauren Gamble.